Blog Talk Radio.
Let us talk about some issues. I think Hummingbird always comes with some issues. And if you're on an Organic Nation Listening Club,
let's do this thing.
You got to dig it. Here we go.
Nguzo Saba, the seven principles: Umoja, unity. To strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Collective vocation, the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Nia, purpose.
Creativity, to do always as much as we can, in the way we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than when we inherited it.
Imani, faith, to believe with all our hearts in our parents, our teachers, our leaders, our people, and the righteousness and victory of our scripture.
Consciousness
accepting the fact that you're black and working from that revelation.
Wow.
Well, well, well. That was different. Was that your dad? Good morning, Organic.
Well, that
was from,
go ahead.
Good morning. I was just so enthused with the song, I almost forgot where I was. Look at that. That was the breakdown of Kwanzaa, which I always want to ask about. That was really, really nice. That was really, who was that? Go ahead and give us a breakdown.
It's like 1969. It's an album called Kawaida. And it was with Herbie Hancock on piano, Don Cherry on trumpet. They didn't play trumpet on there, but I'm coming back later at the end. But and then you have Buster Williams on bass and Tootie Heath on drums and his brother Jimmy Heath on saxophone and Ed Blackwell but that was like the flute, you know. And you got to think of the period coming out of the '60s with all what happened in the '60s and the music that was changing in jazz. It's a very powerful record because of the world music sounds and the African, and then rediscovering the seven principles, you know, and understanding that it came to that conclusion that to make a black, you know, coming out of black power and all that, how do we make our communities better and move forward to claim what is African-American, what we should claim as a community. So the seven principles, I like the seven principles because it does have a concept.
Was interesting because, again, you know, like I was saying last week, you know, Kwanzaa was not something I knew much about. So that breakdown and how he was explaining each day was really great, and actually saying the words. So it was unique. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So how are you doing this morning, Organic Nation Listening Club? It has been almost a year that we've been together. So, you know, we're going to throw things out today. We're going to come together and have fun. We just want to have a whole lot of fun. It's time to have a lot of fun.
And you know I'm doing that George Howard at the beginning.
I saw George Howard. You went way back.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to go because I know, you know, that was your cat. So, you know, so give him, you know, respect to George Howard, and I just rediscovered him through you. And so I said, let me just surprise her with some George Howard to this
You
morning.
Did. You did.
You
I thought, that's George Howard when I heard it.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Thank you very much. My host, thank you so very much. It was very nice.
So in Kwanzaa week, today is Nia, and that's purpose. I'm going to repeat that, to make our collective vocations the building and developing our communities in order to restore our people in their traditional greatness. And I just, that's something, beautiful statement, that we were a great people. We were kings. We was, you know, queens. You know, we had a great libraries. We had education. We had crafts. We had, you know, music. We had all of it. And that's, I think that's one of the great statements, that our purpose is to restore to our people
natural
to their
state,
traditional greatness. Still great, but we have to continue to work towards that greatness, that we have to reclaim the greatness.
Well, you're going to have to educate me on that. I just wished I knew. You know, I still have this little pet peeve on why he did it around Christmas time, but okay. I like the fact that he's talking about unity, and the fact that we need to come together and how my brother's problems or my problems and vice versa. I thought that was very, very neat. But let me ask you, just to be the devil's advocate in this, and say that lightly.
Mm-hmm.
This is saying everything that the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, am I my brother's keeper? Those things are saying, so why do we have to defend you? Why do we have to separate? I mean, why is it Kwanzaa instead of Christmas? Do you know the background of that? Is it just, since Kwanzaa was really not an African thing, was it born of Black America because we were so defeated during the 60s and the 50s? That's when, during the time when we were getting the Black power together because of all of the things that were coming against the Black community. Cops, you know, we were still dealing with KKK. We're still dealing with KKK now, but they just got a little bit better covering. Back then, they really didn't care. With all those things that were happening to us, was that just to build the Black skin up and not trying to alienate part of it, but to just let all of our young brothers and sisters or the kids that really haven't seen, I mean, everybody knows about the Black history. Everybody knows what plight the Black man went through. Well, let's say, I don't want to say everyone knows it. I want to say they've heard of it. Now, and I'm talking about our people now. Not nobody yet. I'm talking about our Black children. But was it to build us up during that time because we needed something to cling to? Black or African-American or the nation of Black people, was it something to uplift our spirits during that time because we were so being beat down? Is that the reason why they took it and put it? I just have an issue with it being so close to Christmas, because it's not a holiday per se. Was that to make sure that we grabbed onto it? Because the unfortunate truth is, we as Black people, if we don't look into things, we just grab onto anything. We don't go into any in-depth information to find out what is really foundation of that particular thing. So if you could explain that to me, because again, I heard of Kwanzaa. I knew it had something to do with, I thought, because as I talk with you and get a little bit more educated on it, I thought it really did come from Africa, but it did not. It came from an African-American here in America. So do you know anything about that back part of it, the background of it on that end?
Well, I can't let you know, that whole thing, but what it says during the early years of Kwanzaa, Karanga said that it was meant to be an alternative to Christmas for the Black man. He believed in Jesus and
what
everything, but it was a white thing and then whatever. But then you got to think of the times that Black nationalism was coming through, and of like Black and I'm Proud and all the stuff that happened.
Right.
So
that's what I was wondering.
So it was this whole Pan-African thing that was happening.
Right.
And the concepts to bring the Black people together to figure out, after all this destruction and what we went through for years and years and years, to come with a concept that would make our community stronger. And that's what the concept coming out of the 60s. You're on the Organic Nation Listening Club, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more in Hummingbird, because she's asking some great questions, because those are the questions we need to learn about Kwanzaa, and it's good. So I'm gonna play a thing from Dwight Tribble, and it's just kind of giving us a little spiritual thing to move us forward to the next riff. Let's do this thing. Come back and get Hummingbird. She's on the riff today. Let's do this. Organic Nation Listening Club.
Oh.
Okay, now, who did you say that was?
That's the White Tribble from Los Angeles, vocalist. He's like an instrumentalist, really. He has his own voice, you know, doing great things. And we all grew up together, but that's on the Organic Journey, On the Right Path album. And
wow.
You know, kind of bluesy. It makes me think of our struggle, you know, the pains and all the
happiness, the moaning
and also the, yeah, huh?
Yeah, all the moaning and stuff, yeah. I mean, that old,
it's a lot of pain, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Sounds like a lot of pain. Wow.
Yeah, he's one of the icons in Los Angeles as far as a vocalist, you know. And so, getting into Kwanzaa, you think of the 60s and all that pain, you can feel it in that. And that's our theme this morning on the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. And it is an African, you asked that question. I mean, he did take stuff from Africa, like Zulus and certain fruit festivals, and each day is different. So he did take things. It was an African concept, but he put it in American, African-American struggle thing.
So is Kwanzaa in Africa?
No, I'm saying he took concepts from West Africa and,
he just took
different
words.
Concepts. Well, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm the devil's advocate in this. So
I know, I'm saying, I just let you know he took from concept from like New Guinea people. He took concepts from Southern Zulu festivals and different things, and then he took some Black nationalist concepts and
so he made a melting pot of it.
But of the situation that was happening with the system through the 60s, at the end of the 60s, which was coming to, you knew all the civil rights with King getting killed, Kennedy getting killed, his brother getting killed, Malcolm X getting killed, all the riots and how we're going to rebuild a community. And so he took these different African concepts and put them in what was happening here. And that's what I get out of it all the time. But I like just the seven principles because it makes sense to build any strong community. It makes sense, you know,
absolutely.
Because if you're just in a small little neighborhood, you know, if you even took those concepts and put it in a small neighborhood and experiment with them, with that work, you know, it'd be interesting.
Okay, but still I go back to, it's saying the exact same, you say it's an alternative to Christmas, but why would we need an alternative to the Lord Jesus Christ when he is good enough? He is enough. I'm just, you know, like I said, I have nothing against it. I think it is a great principle. Please don't get me wrong with that. I just don't understand why it would be placed near one of the holiest days.
But he was,
and why do we
believe it was after he did it afterwards and then made this African American celebration to Christ, but also these concepts, because that's what he said. It was just an alternative after Christ, and he believed in Jesus.
After Christ.
But he didn't do it. He didn't. I mean, no, he was just saying that this was because what he's also was saying is that in the culture that was in that particular day, it was a separate, it's still separate. It was white and Black and stuff like that. So he just made a celebration of Black celebration after Christmas up into New Year's. That's all it was. That's what I'm getting out of it. I don't know why he picked that. I'm not in the man's brain, but it just was something that he believed in Christmas.
Something.
He believed in Christmas, but he just did a celebration with Black people after Christmas.
He believed in Christ.
He believed in Christmas. That's what he says.
Uh-huh.
He said he believed in Jesus, and it was like that. But after that, the fact, he wanted just a Black celebration of these principles. and how to build a community. So it was just bringing, it was just a celebration after Christmas that he brought. And so it was like a continual of Christ, but these things to bring, have our Black celebration of these principles and how to bring the community together. And that's, that sounds like a, it wasn't trying to deal with Christmas, but it was just a continual to bring after Christmas to go into New Year's was the celebration. You know, that's what I look at it. I don't think that he was trying to interfere with Christmas. He just said, okay, Christmas is over. I celebrate Christ's birthday and everything. He believed in Jesus. And then this is for the Black people to, okay, now let's get our stuff together.
Let me say this then.
And go to the New Year. Okay,
I do understand what you're saying. But, you know, the unfortunate thing is, and I do understand what he was, after you said that, I do understand what he was trying to do to bring us all together as Black people. We understand Christmas, but Christmas is for everyone. Christ is for everyone. So I want to take the, just say Christ, because that's what it represents, the birth of Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying about him, but you understand that we as people have a tendency to go to the extreme because we don't study or check out what something is or why we're doing a certain thing. So some people will just not, oh, we're going to just get away from Christmas and do Kwanzaa. We're going to get away from celebrating the Christ in Christmas and just do Kwanzaa and make their own thing. That's the only issue I have with it. That's the only worry.
Okay, I see that.
Because a lot of we know a lot of us don't just, we just jump in there and say, okay, we're gonna do it, and we're excited and all of this other stuff, but we never look into it to see what it actually meant, what it stands for. And then what we do is we denounce or we a certain thing thinking it doesn't include it. Like a lot of people say, I don't celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Kwanzaa. And that's what got me to thinking, well, what's the difference? And then the big difference is you're saying you're not celebrating the birth of Christ, the person that will save you. Now, there's a lot of other religions that don't believe that Christ is the answer, and then we'll see on Judgment Day if they were right or not. But for me, in my house, I shall serve the Lord, so that means I will have to wait to Judgment Day to see if I stood behind the right one, if that's the case. I believe I've seen the blessings and the curses that have come out, but I've always been the winner. That's the big difference. I always come out. I may come out a little stained. You know, there's never a time when you go in battle that you don't get a little stained, a little hurt. But I may come out a little limping, but I come out. So I was just wondering, would us having so much other chaos and so many other things that have divided us in the difference in the churches and things like that, because it all comes down to religion. It almost does. I know he wasn't trying to make it that way, but those people that didn't know what his thought pattern was or didn't research what he was trying to do have made it that way. They've denounced Christmas, and I'm not going to celebrate, and I'm doing Kwanzaa. And then I say, and that's why I asked them, and most of them couldn't tell me. At least you gave me the background. At least you were able to give me. I said, well, so what's Kwanzaa? What's the difference between Kwanzaa and Christmas? Is he not celebrating? Who are you celebrating if you're not celebrating Christ?
It's not a celebration.
You're trying to answer a question that I posed to someone else, and you don't need to. You've already given me the principles and everything. These are the questions that I asked those that said that they will not celebrate Christmas in lieu of Kwanzaa, and they could not give me an answer. I asked you, and you were able to give me a satisfactory answer. Oh, no, it's not that he believes in Christ. He believes in Christmas. He just wanted us as Black people, as a nation of Black people, to come together because we have so many divisions within our own race that he was trying to find a link, a glue, something to hook us together so we'll understand that as a Black nation, we need, as a Black people, to come together and become who we were before all of this dilution has had made us when we got here in America. We were kings. We are kings. We are queens. There are kings and queens. We are. We are it. We know that. Some of us know that. But I think they didn't take into account. They said, well, hey, celebrate Christmas. Celebrate the Christ that will get you to heaven. Celebrate the Christ that will keep you walking through all this diversity in this city and all of the other things that you have to go through. But understand your blackness. Kwanzaa is understand your blackness. Understand that we were kings and queens, and there are still kings and queens that are there in Africa. We are the black people. We are black Americans. We are strong. We can do. And I think a lot of people didn't get that, David. A lot of people have decided that, okay, Kwanzaa is going to be in lieu of church for those. Because even on the radio, they say, oh, those that celebrate Christmas and Kwanzaa and some other celebration in lieu of Christmas. And, you know, they try to break it up and they, happy Kwanzaa, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, I just was wondering, had we made another division within the black community by implementing Kwanzaa, even though I understand you understand it, I now understand.
Well, he could have just went. Just let me say this: he could have just went and gave the seven principles and say, "This is our concept to make our community strong," and left Kwanzaa the celebration out. He could have did that, and so that is a controversy. But you have about 30 seconds to wrap this up.
I know this is really great.
So it goes so fast, but you got some good things. So We can come back. But good points, and I hear you. What you're saying.
I want to thank you so much, David Arnett Cherry, to have enlightened me, and those that are listening that didn't know, like I didn't know, and I'm an old girl now, was enlightened today on the concept of Kwanzaa. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Let's go into this new year of 2018 together. Let's blow the rockets off this internet. Let's get into conversation. Start calling in. Give me more stuff to talk about. We want to celebrate David Arnett Cherry and his wonderfulness and for bringing us together and doing this thing. And Organic Nation Listening Club 2018, here we come. We kicking the doors off. David?
Yeah, we're going to get into some Kamal Imani, which Imani means pretty much faith, and more Kwanzaa, and then more Kawaida, and thank you, Hummingbird, and here we go. Let's do this thing. Come back to us. Here we go.
So I bust a rhyme to define how we celebrate and shine. After the grind, at my people to holler, cause it's holiday time. Ain't no stopping us now. We take a vow to come to the caramel and stay a little while to relax with the fam and have a feast. It's been a good year cause we conquered the beast. We conquered all fear, now we're chilling in peace. Ready for the new year, it's time for resolution, solutions, affirmations, visualizations. We unite as one in supreme elevation. Come on, praising the Lord for divine creation. It's Kwanzaa. To the feast and kick back. You might even get the itis and take a nap. But it's all right, fam, cause it's all about family. Resurrect when we pray and hold hands and show we light a candle every day and pray that we'll always play this way and stay this way and praise this day. So keep the Kwanzaa swagger every day and find yourself up in the Kwanzaa spot today. It's Kwanzaa. Thanks to Malana Karenga for keeping the connect with Africa, the first fruits in KwaZulu and Swahili. It reminds me of the color purple with Miss Celia and her children. It's glam to have fam in the building. We reconnect with love and effect. It don't matter your religion, it's Africa we rap to the ancestors. We pour libations to give thanks for the future generations. It's Kwanzaa.
Principle. Happy Kwanzaa. Number one, Pomoja, unity. To strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Number two, Kuji Chakalia, self-determination. To define and name ourselves, to create and speak for ourselves, instead of having others defining or determining our paths or selves. Number three, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. To come together to build and maintain our community. To carry our brothers and sisters' problems and together solve them. Number four, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. To come together to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. Number five, Nia, purpose. To make as our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Principle number six, Kuumba, creativity. To always do as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than when we inherited it. Principle number seven, Imani, faith. To believe with all our hearts in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Happy Kwanzaa.
You're listening to
the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, David Arnett Cherry, and this has been about a year that we've been doing the show with the host Hummingbird.
We're going to have some fun.
So we're going to have some fun. It's Kwanzaa week. And so just sit back and
let us talk about some issues.
Let us talk about some issues. I think Hummingbird always comes with some issues. And you're on the Organic Nation Listening Club.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do this thing.
You got to
dig
it.
You got to dig it.
Here
we go.